Labor Day weekend is upon us. You know you're going to eat, but what are you going to drink? Which wine will you uncork with the fruits of your backyard grilling and indoor cooking?
Well, let's ask syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg, who is here with WTOP's Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Hillary. Yes, let's ask him.
Let's ask him. So we're saying goodbye to summer. What should we start with? Something.
Well, you know, I don't want you to have any labor pains. So let me pick out some wines for you.
Thanks.
There's a little romance and Provence going on here. So we're going to start off with the very first wine, the 2013 Chateau Miraval Côtes de Provence Rosé. Yes, it's the same Chateau Miraval where Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt were just married. And yes, they do actually own the chateau.
Nice.
But that's not why we're doing it. I actually had this picked out a couple of weeks ago. This rosé just screams summer. Just strawberry, citrus-like aromas, flavors that are just beautifully, lightly textured, perfect for a hot summer day. Just want to put it in an ice bucket. And, you know, but it also goes really well with, say, seafood and simply rotisserie chicken. So if you're going on a picnic, grab a bottle of this. It's absolutely delicious. Refrigerate, obviously, before serving, $25.
All right.
Speaking of refrigerating, how about reds? Is there one that maybe you can chill down a bit for a slightly different taste? Or
well, actually, there is. So I actually
imagine that.
But wait, there's more. I like actually putting a little chill on red wines for summertime drinking, particularly the Dolcettos, because I kind of consider Dolcettos like sort of the Beaujolais of France. Dolcettos are obviously from Italy, but the 2011 Cascina Adelaide Dolcetto di Diano di Alba. Now, this is from the Piedmont region. Beautiful, delicious. Ripe black cherry, a little spice, bright red cherry on the palate. Oh, really pretty cherry flavored fruit, tons of acidity. So it's going to pair great with a lot of different foods like salmon, chicken, pasta. Chill this down about 20 minutes before serving it. I really like it when it's just slightly chilled, $20.
So Labor Day is really the last big grilling weekend before we start going into fall. So we're talking burgers, steaks.
Right.
What are you thinking?
So, you know, you want to put that brontosaurus burger on, you know, steak on there. Get the 2011 Rodney Strong Cabernet Sauvignon Reserve from the Alexander Valley in Sonoma. Full-bodied, richly textured, beautiful bouquet of blackberries, blueberries, cherries. But in the mouth, it has these intense flavors of black currant, cherries, dark plums, black licorice. Just they glide over the front part of the tongue, and then you get a touch of mocha that kind of glides in on the powerful and sleek finish. I think this would just be a great accompaniment, like burgers, ribs, steaks. Best of all, you got a lot of wine for $40.
Wow. And before we let you go, we've been talking about chilling wine. You've got a tip for serving chilled wine outside?
I do. This is a little helpful hint for summertime wine enjoyment. If you're planning on serving some wine chilled, here's my hint. Go ahead, buy an extra bottle and get a clean plastic ice cube tray. Pour the wine in the ice cube tray, throw it in the freezer, and then when your guests arrive, you can cool down the wine that you're serving with the same ice cube so it doesn't dilute the wine. You're diluting it, right? Hillary, you've got
to be
Hillary. Hillary has this amazing look on her face.
Like I just said. Been told she won Powerball.
Brilliant. I love that idea.
Well,
I'm going to do
now
it.
Yours.
Thank you very much. Scott Greenberg, ladies and gentlemen, syndicated wine columnist. If you'd like to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.